Michael. You'd think as a staffer who's aware of the media, you maybe wouldn't serve your state senator up on a platter.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
What? Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Welcome to the Thursday show of As Goes Wisconsin, and it is a packed one.
It really is.
We have a lot going on today, including, which I could not be more excited about, and a little nervous.
Me too.
David Mandel, who maybe you don't know him by name, which is fine, but he has written on SNL, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm. He wrote The Cat in the Hat.
With Jim Carrey.
Not Jim Carrey, Mike Myers.
Oh, right.
And Eurotrip, if you remember that movie. And he was also the executive producer, showrunner, writer, sometime director of Emmy Award-winning Veep.
Multiple Emmy Awards.
Yes. And he's also very involved in politics. While he's not from Wisconsin, but he has done stuff with WISDEMS in the past. And so he's joining the show at 1 p.m. today. So we're going to talk to him about his career. He has a new show coming up on HBO called White House Plumbers, which is about Watergate. And then we also we've crowdsourced some ideas.
Oh, there's some great stuff.
We've come up with some of our own, but we are going to be pitching him some new shows, some concepts for some new shows. And we're going to get him to rate on a scale of 1 to 5 curds, which ones he thinks has some real potential to make it in the Hollywood rooms.
There's winners in there.
I think there's winners in there too. We haven't had the 90s. I don't feel like the 90s show reboot counts. We haven't had a good Wisconsin show in a while, right?
It needs to be updated.
Yeah.
And there's so many possibilities.
I know. So that's coming up at 1 today. But to kick off today's show, this started to circulate yesterday. I got a little bit more information about it after yesterday's show. But I guess the question is, rainbow songs, very dangerous.
Apparently so.
We can all agree. So very, got to protect the kids from songs about rainbows.
Yeah, yeah.
But knowing how dangerous that is, what should we ban, maybe before we ban songs about rainbows?
There could be a couple things.
844-967-2789. We will get to your calls and your texts on that subject soon. But let me just set this up a little bit more. You know, we are not, it's not new for this show to be talking about the attack on LGBTQ rights across the country. And if you have not been following this, it's been happening a lot this year. I think there's been 385 bills across the country as of this year that take aim at LGBTQ rights. And they include, in Tennessee, they've become the first state to restrict drag shows. In Iowa and Idaho, they've sent bills to their governor's desk to restrict bathroom access. In West Virginia, they're one step away from banning gender-affirming health care for trans minors, while Nebraska is also debating whether to do a similar measure. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis wants to expand the Parental Rights in Education Act, which has also been dubbed the Don't Say Gay Law, to include all grades. Currently, that law only applies to kindergarten through third grade, but if it were to be expanded, no one would be allowed to discuss sexual orientation or gender identity in the classroom, including in high school, which, those raging hormones.
Yeah, it seems important to actually tell them what their parts do.
The proposal doesn't require legislative approval either and will be put to a vote in front of the state's Board of Education next month. In Arkansas, earlier this week, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed a law that blocks transgender students from using the bathroom that matches their gender identity. This makes it the fourth state, along with Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee, to pass that type of law in public schools. It also comes as the state lawmakers are considering an even stricter bill that would make it a crime for transgender adults to use public changing rooms and bathrooms that don't match their sex assigned at birth. And so we are, you hear all of these, and we are in a place and in the state that luckily we reelected Tony Evers so that any bills that our legislature would try to replicate that are getting signed and passed in these other states would get vetoed immediately. But that doesn't mean that at the local level, there's not school boards who are still trying to do what they can to also limit the very scary alphabet mafia that are coming for your kids.
The alphabet mafia.
Have you never heard that term before?
I haven't.
I like that. I think I've heard other members of that community refer to it as that. So I don't think it's offensive. It's a fun thing to say. But the most, and I want to be careful here because the school has not commented on this publicly. The school board in Waukesha has not commented on this publicly. But yesterday, while we were on air, a teacher, an elementary first grade teacher, started tweeting, because I think sometimes when you feel powerless, that is the thing that you
do.
This is the power of social media sometimes,
yes,
as far as being a person who is trying to get an attention on a story. And sometimes the story gets legs by posting it on social media. She tweeted out basically that her first grade class now is not allowed to sing Rainbowland, which is a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
Right.
That is called Rainbowland, but has nothing to do with anything gay whatsoever. We'll read the lyrics in the next segment, but... And they are not allowed to sing the song in their first grade musical performance, because each grade has their performance. And the first graders, I guess the theme, I did talk to the teacher this morning on the phone, and the theme was going to be like the world, you know, the world around us. And so the songs were going to be Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Like that.
What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, Days Colores, which I hadn't heard of, but is a Spanish speaking song, and Rainbowland. And she was like, I had never heard this song, but the lyrics were so great and inclusive and,
yeah,
and happy. And supposedly the music teacher at this school, who is the teacher for all the grades, submitted the song list, despite not having done this for the other grades, submitted the song list to make sure everything was fine. Because as we know, as we've talked about many times on this show so far,
things are so touchy now.
Things are a little touchy in the Waukesha School District as far as what teachers can wear, what signs they can have in their classroom. You know, so you just wanted to be careful. And the feedback came back that, nope, they cannot sing this song.
Rainbow Connection.
No, Rainbow Land.
Rainbow Land.
By Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And so they were going to swap it out for Rainbow Connection, which is sung by no other than the Kermit the Frog.
I am Kermit the Frog.
And it sounds like that one is also a no-go.
Oh, that's a no-no.
So, apparently it is the rainbow is the problem. Because there has not been, at least from the conversation I had with the teacher, there has not been another justification besides that. And so, in your opinion, if rainbow songs are getting banned, what should we maybe think about banning instead of, before we ban rainbow songs, what should get banned first? 844-967-2789. I think we already have a caller.
Sarah from Waukesha is joining us. Hi, Sarah. Thanks. What do you want to say?
Hi, good to talk to you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi there. My daughter is actually in that first grade class.
Is she?
I wanted to call, and she is in that first grade class. Yes.
So, how do you feel about this? Did I do a good job of summarizing the situation?
Pretty much. That's how I understand it. Yes.
So, how are you feeling as a parent right now?
Well, my daughter came home last week and was so pumped for the concert. First graders are 6-7 years old and, you know, just totally full of joy. And she hopped on, you know, the TV and put on YouTube for us and was like, Mom, you're not going to believe it. We're singing a Dolly Parton song. And she was, because we love Dolly. We stand Dolly in my house. And so she played the song for us and played, you know, an awful Rainbow Connection, Mom. You and Dad love that. I'm like, oh, we love it. She played us What a Wonderful World. You know, you mentioned that was one of the alternatives. And she was so excited, so pumped. I left my Chromebook out and she started writing about how excited she was to sing these songs. Just, Mom, can I do a document? And she, super cool kid. And then she came home yesterday and was like, we can't sing it anymore. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, no hi, no nothing. When she came in the door, she just said, we can't sing it anymore. And I said, what can't you sing anymore? She said, Rainbow Land. I'm like, well, why can't you sing Rainbow Land? She goes, I don't know. They just told us we're not allowed to. And so, I was like, okay, Rainbow Connection then. And she said, no, we're not allowed to sing that either. And so even, you know, this morning I said something to my husband about it again. And she said, we cannot sing that song. And she was like, you need to follow the rules, Mom. And to see, you know, my child who was so excited to be part of this concert and sing these songs, a couple of, you know, part of our family culture that we love Dolly Parton. We love the Muppet movie. We play the Rainbow Connection in our family playlists all the time. And
Sarah, can I get you? We have to go to break.
Nothing wrong with these songs.
And there's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with these songs. Can I get you to hold on through the break so we can keep talking on the next segment?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
We are talking about the Waukesha School District again. And what would you ban ahead of banning songs about rainbows? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. In a promised land.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we were talking about a new development in Waukesha in an elementary school where apparently no more rainbow songs.
They're very dangerous, Kristen.
And I don't know if you've ever met, I have a 5-year-old niece who loves rainbows.
Well, when you're 5, you kind of love
it. Well, that's what I mean. But she loves art, and there is, you know, the symbolism of a rainbow so far predates any association with the LGBTQ community, and it is so much about diversity and color and brightfulness, bright, like being hopeful and bright, like brightness and colors. And so on the phone still is Sarah, who is a mom in Waukesha, and in fact, her daughter is in the class that no longer can sing the rainbow song. And so, Sarah, have you heard anything? Because I was able to talk to one of the teachers this morning. I think maybe your daughter's teacher. I mean, your daughter's teacher. And she told me a little bit more background. Has there been anything that's come down from the principal or the school board or any word from people trying to defend this decision?
You know, to be fair, I haven't heard back yet from the principal or the superintendent. I sent the principal an email last night And this morning I sent the superintendent an email. And so we know they're busy, and I, you know, not to speak badly of them, I haven't heard back from them yet. But yes, I did send them both an email about the situation.
And so I guess, have you talked to other parents? Because this just feels like, out of all the things, especially to see your own child get so deflated over something that, mm-hmm. when you read the lyrics of this song, it's, you know, there's absolutely nothing controversial in these lyrics whatsoever. And so if this stands, is it just kind of like the new world that you have to live in if you're sending your school kid to school in Waukesha?
I mean, I suppose. I feel like, you know, as I said earlier, this is part of our family culture, you know, these songs. And now my daughter is completely confused why they're not okay to be sung at school. And I completely understand that. As a parent, that's my job, to help my child navigate the world. But what do I say? I'm, you know, kind of at a loss. And I've spoken with other parents, and they can't see anything wrong as well. And so it just, it feels like a just completely weird decision to me, why you would say that a song about rainbows that, you know, has been sung, especially the Rainbow Connection, has been sung by choirs in every school since it has come out in the 1970s. You know, Kermit the Frog sang it. It's one of the most popular choir songs. Even that is now considered controversial in the school district of Waukesha. And I cannot for the life of me understand.
Well, and Sarah, to me, this just does not feel organic. This is a, there are groups who are pushing this around the country who do not live here, who don't send their kids to school here. And they're the ones who are creating all of these things. And it's really frightening.
It's just very, like I said, it's strange. I mean, in my elementary school days, every spring we sang songs about spring weather, you know, rain, rainbows, sunshine, flowers, all of these lovely things that are part of the joy of living in Wisconsin, is that we get to celebrate this beautiful springtime and leading into a really awesome summer. We always celebrate these things. It's just a part of life here. And it's very strange to me that a rainbow would be something that is not acceptable for a 7-year-old to sing about with the class.
Well, what's so interesting is because, you know, so much of this is based on, as we said, some of the other laws that are getting passed in other states, and the Florida, you know, in Florida law, the parental rights, aka Don't Say Gay bill, which is you can't talk about sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. But by banning this song, it is now forcing you to have that conversation with your 6-year-old on what's wrong with rainbows. So if anything, it's having the opposite effect.
Why anybody would have a problem
with that? Yeah, of like, it is taking something that is a natural occurrence in our world of light reflecting that is beautiful and is a symbol for a lot of different things, and forcing the attachment to one specific group of people instead of the interpretation of so many different things it is and can be.
And just as a real quick side
note,
talking about that Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, the man who authored that bill is now facing up to 35 years in prison for defrauding the government trying to get COVID relief money.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
Isn't that a fun fact?
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida is now facing 35 years in prison.
Well, Sarah, is there anything else you want to say as far as being, you know, representing yourself and parents of the school? I know this is obviously an ongoing situation that could go in a different direction, but as far as, we so appreciate having you call in today, but is there anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I just want to say that when you don't allow children to sing songs about joy and loving themselves, that's sending a really powerful message too. I mean, that's the root of childhood, is to love who you are and to love yourself and to accept people and love them for who they are. And when you ban songs about rainbows and claiming that it's a political thing, in my opinion, the banning of that song is a far more political act than using the song at all in the school. And so I would just want anybody, you know, involved to reflect on that. Like, what message are you sending to the children when you tell them they can't sing a song, Rainbow Land, which literally says, can we all come together in a rainbow land? You're sending a message that that's inappropriate. And that's what I have a big problem with, is that it's a very contradictory message than the one that I teach my child at home.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, thank you so much for filling us in, Sarah. We will keep tabs on this. Feel free to let us know as things develop. But
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep talking about this. I guess Along with what we should ban before we ban rainbow songs, what's your favorite rainbow songs song? Because there's a fair amount of them out there. I mean, obviously, the most obvious is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But maybe when we come back, we'll talk about some other rainbow songs that, you know, aren't always... Rainbows aren't always gay, you weirdos. Thanks for the call, Sarah. We'll be back in just a minute. If you want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
About rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide.
I mean, we could just keep playing this.
I'm really scared now because this is obviously a highly threatening song, and I'm just...
You're clearly grooming children with this song.
I'm getting groomed by hearing this song.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. That is Jane Madnair. And, you know, I don't like beating up on Waukesha.
No.
I love, you know,
we don't like beating up on anybody.
No. And this is not to lump in, because there is obviously incredible community here. There's a lot of great parents here. We love being in downtown Waukesha, but there is something going on with that school board and some of the administrators, because this is now the third time. And granted, we get more, I'm sure there's stuff happening across the state, but we have more access to some of the issues and controversies because we record from here. But the most recent...
Decision
that came down yesterday. And so there has not been a ton of other media coverage on this yet. This has basically been teachers and parents circulating and trying to get attention about a decision that happened at one of the elementary schools in Waukesha, where for the first grade musical performance,
the spring concert,
the theme was going to be the world and the songs they had chosen to sing as first graders. So we're talking like 6 and 7 year olds was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Nice song.
Don't know how they got copyrights to that. That's very expensive. Clearly, literally, side note, every time whenever I have to go to YouTube to unblock the copyrights, it's always a Beatles song.
Oh, no kidding. Good to know.
They were going to sing Here Comes the Sun, What a Wonderful World,
Louis Armstrong,
Des Colores, and Rainbowland by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. And the music teacher, as a courtesy, said these are the songs the first graders are singing for their concert. And the administration came back and said, you cannot sing Rainbowland. So then they were going to sing Rainbow Connection, which is what we just heard by Kermit the Frog. Can't sing that either.
Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous songs.
And out of all the things we could ban, is this the most important thing? Should we be maybe banning something else? And so as a small act of resistance, you know, what are some of your other favorite rainbow songs?
There's quite a few.
There are quite a few. As Kermit just said, why are there so many songs about rainbows? See, I'm not a terrible singer. 844-967-2789. Give us some, either text us or call us, give us some of your favorite rainbow songs that we we could listen to and put in our arsenal as defiance, because they're so scary and dangerous. Because my first, obviously, there's Rainbow Connection. I had not heard the Miley Cyrus song before, but I actually really like it. It's pretty catchy. There's obviously Somewhere Over the Rainbow in all of its, covers. Obviously, Judy Garland is the original, but the Hawaiian version, and everyone who's ever covered that song. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Rainbow song?
I'm really loving this Kermit song that I had never heard before.
You'd never heard this before?
I had never heard that song before, which is where the Yale Whiffenpoofs got so many songs about voting. I had no idea that that's where they riffed off of that. No, I had literally never heard that song until I downloaded it this morning, and it got me all choked up. It's adorable.
It's Kermit.
I know. We have Charles on the phone from Green Bay who wants to weigh in. What do you want to say, Charles?
Hey, after being a band director for 38 years in the school districts, the one song that at one of my school districts they wanted us to band that we played, and we played it every halftime, was the Beer Barrel Polka.
Really? They wanted you to stop playing it?
Because it implied drinking.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Let me just clarify this. We used the song as a way to fire up the crowd because my wife was the pom-pom advisor, and the girls would get out and do polka out on the court.
Yeah.
After they did their thing. And at the very end of the song, when you say Budweiser is what it's supposed to say in the one, it was the Budweiser song. And we would do it. We would say the school's name. And then you've said it all. Because our basketball team was a pretty, competitive team.
Okay.
But the thing that I can't figure out is, you're going to ban a song because it has rainbow in it.
Right.
Okay, I'm looking outside. I see a rainbow. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. That's like saying you're not supposed to say gay in Florida.
Right.
And by the way, do you know the guy who proposed that bill is now going to possibly be sentenced to 35 years in jail for fraud on the money with COVID?
Yeah.
Money?
Whoopsie. How'd that happen? I hate when that happens.
What?
Oh, we're just joking that he he really stepped in.
But I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the same way as if you're talking about baseball team names or basketball team names or football names. One person gets their nose all bent out of shape, and everything falls apart.
I think this is far more coordinated than that, though, Charles. I think that there are national groups that are pushing these agendas in schools across the country. This is a very coordinated thing.
I would have to agree. But it's one person gets their nose all out of joint, and then or one group, and everybody has to pay for that one person. What about the majority rules?
Yeah. Charles, as a band director, was that the only song that they ever tried to keep you from playing, or is there any other ones that you ever had to...
No, they tried other ones, but the fact of the matter is, Christmas concerts are against the rules because it's Christmas. Well, when you have the 99.9% of the kids say, no, it's a Christmas concert, and we vote to have a Christmas concert, the administration is kind of outweighed because... the 0.1 of a percent was a student who said to me, he says, he came to me personally and said, my religion doesn't believe in this. And I said, so what, do you have a remedy for that? He says, yes. Would you mind if I sat during the Christmas songs, but I'll play the other ones? I said, fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That seems like a reasonable solution. That's an easy fix.
Yeah,
he came up with a solution. I didn't, because I wasn't going to touch that thing with a 10-foot pole. But the thing is, too many minorities are running the majority.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Like,
well, I think, like, I think certainly in this situation with the Waukesha school board, like, it feels like they, I keep hearing parents being very upset, whether it was the, was it last week? It was just last week we were talking about how in the library,
oh, yeah,
they've had this new system, right, as far as banning books and, like, not alerting parents of what books that are they're going to remove from the library unless there's an appeals process. And there's just, you know, the making these decisions because they're scared of some existential threat of, you know, CRT and LGBTQ and not understanding that often, I think, is it not reverse psychology that whenever you ban something, sometimes it makes young people want it even more? Thanks so much for the call, Charles, by the way. And so I just, that's, I mean, it's interesting because I don't, you know, in this recourse, like, I don't know what happens because the teacher, you know, the teacher I talked to this morning, who's one of the first grade teachers, this is not the first thing that's been going on. There's obviously, there's been conversations around what teachers can and cannot wear.
Sure.
In the Waukesha School District. But also she had, and she's not white, she had a sign in her room that says, said anti-racist, which I think, are we not in the place anymore where we can say that is a good thing, is to be anti-racist? It's not just that you're not racist, it's that you are against racism. Is this not something that we all are like, yeah, we want to be against racism? She was told she had to take that sign down.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me at all. If you want to weigh in on this, by the way, a texter from the 262 asked on the text line when our next break was going to be because they want to call in. Don't wait.
Don't wait, yeah.
Call now, 844-967-2789. Also for texters on that line, if you are not subscribed to us, I can't respond to you. So if you ever ask me a question and you're not subscribed and you don't hear back from me, that's why.
No, that's good to know.
Because I simply cannot respond to you. So 844-967-2789 is the number to call as we talk about scary rainbow
scary
songs.
Rainbows. Joe McClear says, Rainbow Connection is not only the best rainbow song, it's the best song ever written for a movie. Ever. That is a bold claim, Joe McClear.
That's quite the claim.
But I'm trying to think, because I looked up some other rainbow songs this morning of, like, what else should be, well, we got to get rid of that. So there's Rainbow Land, which we already talked about, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Rainbow Country by Bob Marley, which I had not heard of prior, but not a song about, shockingly, not a song about LGBTQ people. It was about his home country and discrimination and apartheid.
In Jamaica.
Marley expresses how he felt at home in his homeland that is free from apartheid or discrimination against color. The rainbow in the song symbolizes diversity, and Rainbow Country is a place where everyone can live in harmony, regardless of color or race. Oh, my God. So scary.
Well, it is scary, Kristen.
So scary. There's Pocketful of Rainbows by Elvis.
Like that one.
What other ones? What else are we missing? What's another good rainbow song? What am I thinking of? Oh, The Rolling Stone. She's a Rainbow. That's a good one. We got another caller.
Dave from the Shaw is checking in. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. Was calling to share, I think, what's really significant in the midst of this conversation, beyond rainbows, beyond what dress codes that the teachers have, the way that this changes is through elections.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason these policies are implemented right now is because the Waukesha School Board has become deep red, all WISRED-based candidates. Support from outside the state financially when it comes to mailers. And unless we vote for people that don't stand for one political party, these kinds of policies and absurdities are just going to continue to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely.
So I'd encourage people in the next 2 weeks, get your vote in, show up on April 4th, whatever it takes to make sure this kind of stuff changes.
And remind us, who is up for election on the Waukesha School Board, and who should people be looking out for that would not vote for these kinds of things?
Sure. So there's the Waukesha School Board runs in 3-year cycles for 3 individuals. So there's 9 members. three of which are elected every year. There's three spots open. There is only one that isn't a WISRED candidate. Her name is Diane Voigt. I know her personally. I've been on like mission trips through a church together with her. She's just a phenomenal person. She's a previous educator. And whatever we can do to get people like Diane Voigt elected, I think I've got to hope that stuff like this would stop.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Dave. We got to take another break, but we would love to hear from you if you have thoughts on this. We only got one more segment before we're going to have our first guest at the noon hour, but 844-967-2789. Favorite rainbow song? What would you ban before we ban rainbow songs? This is just wild and weird. But Kermit, take us out.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Full of rainbows, got a heart full of
just terrifying.
I don't know. I'm going to do the rest of the show.
I don't know. This should never be played in front of children.
I feel so threatened by these rainbows. It's like, ooh.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are rounding out our conversation about a certain Waukesha elementary school that apparently does not want first graders singing about rainbows. And, because, you know, they're threatening.
Well, they're very dangerous.
They're very dangerous. Yes. And so we got Tom on the line.
Tom from Richland Center joining us at 844-967-2789. Tom, what do you want to say?
Hey, gals. Great show. Part of the problem here is that America has this thing where you got to have this fear factor that there's somebody else who's, you know, going to get us one way or another. And that's just so not true. But it really goes back all the way to the founding of the country. It was based on some people were only two-thirds of the citizen and half the population didn't count at all. And now, because those folks are getting some of their rights and not even totally up to equal, we got to find other groups to pick on. And it's just a whole lot to do with the whole Nixon won the South, the Southern strategy based on racism. And this is all just anti-gay or sexism, whatever. It's just a continuation. If you think about the Civil War soldiers, there were guys riding on horses that were landowners, like the corporate types we got. And the guys walking barefoot and eating field corn because they didn't have any rations, eating green field corn, were fighting because they didn't want to be the low guy in the totem pole. They didn't want to be the slave. They didn't want to be the black guy. And that's the whole country is based on that. And, you know, that's what this whole generation of let's get together and disrespect each other, it's all about getting rid of that stuff. And this is just like kind of like the last gasp of just everything going back to, you know, prehistoric days. So we got to get by it.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it's all about othering. There has to be an other. You have to be able to create fear about an other.
And it's interesting because it's just... I would love to talk to someone on the trying to talk through the rational fear of it. And not because it's irrational, but as far as, like, what is the threat? Because I think sometimes the next question in all of these different bills that are getting passed at the different states, things that are happening at school board levels, it's like if we don't talk about it, maybe they won't become gay.
Yeah.
Which is not how it works.
No. And that's kind of like if we don't teach our teenagers about birth control, they won't have sex.
Yes.
That really works.
And so not talking about sexual orientation or gender identity in any grade, including high school in Florida, really feels like it's going to work out for everybody.
That's such a good idea.
And so also the step further, because to a certain extent, I feel like you can point to data where when we talk about teens having sex and birth control, there is data that proves that life is harder if you, as a teen parent,
without
right?
a doubt.
And so there is good societal reasons why we want to curb teenage pregnancy and unplanned pregnancies, whether, you know, even for people who end up, you know, choosing to have the baby.
Yeah.
What, besides people's bias and fear, the no one can explain to me, what is the worst thing that happens if your kid does come out? Like, what is the actual threat? Well, because the insinuation is it is bad. The insinuation underneath all of this is that it's bad to be gay. It's bad to be trans. We have to protect them from becoming that.
Exactly. Because it's bad and dangerous and an abomination. And it is all religiously based. That's the groups who are behind these kinds of things across the country are pro-religious theocracy. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And they want their biblical worldview imposed on this entire country. And it's also a political move because, again, you have to scaring your constituents is a really, really effective way to get them to come out and vote. And that's what statistically, there is no statistical evidence that drag queens or gay people are grooming children and sexually assaulting children. Statistically, the people who are doing that are involved in religious institutions and oftentimes the legal profession. That's just the truth.
That is the truth. But no one's trying to ban church.
Give me 5 minutes. Start working on it. No, but the whole tax exempt thing, that's a whole other conversation.
That's fine. That's fine. Well, I'm sure this is not the end of this story.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
It's just, it'll be interesting to see if the school says anything, if the school reverses its decision, if there is enough public pressure. Because ultimately, isn't that what happened? Unless I'm remembering incorrectly on how the story finally ended. But last year, or was it 2021, when the Waukesha School Board voted to not have free lunch because they didn't want kids to get spoiled? And it got national attention, and I'm pretty sure they reversed the decision.
Well, then it's going to take a whole lot of appearance to come out and start making a stink about this.
Well, and it is interesting of how quickly people get fired up about this, because I made a video on TikTok this morning to say that we were talking about it. And granted, this is relative TikTok numbers, but I already have 11,000 views on it.
Oh, great.
So maybe...
spread the word.
Maybe spread the word that rainbows aren't dangerous and there's bigger problems as far as protecting children than squashing their excitement and enthusiasm for a song they were really excited to sing.
See.
And now parents have to explain to them why they can't sing songs about rainbows, because that's really furthering the mission of what I think you're trying to do is... associate this natural occurrence in the world that means so many things to so many people, but because one group uses it as their flag, we can't talk about it anymore.
Well, it's very scary.
All right. Well, we're going to change gears when we come back from the top of the hour news. We're going to be talking about mental health and the access to mental health and maybe some policy changes that could alleviate the shortage we have on mental health professionals in the state of Wisconsin. Benjamin Garabedian, I'm going to make sure I'm saying that right. He's already here. He will be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cover your ears. It's a very dangerous song.
Full of rainbows and an arm full of you. Rainbows.
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.